Tell me who you frequent, and I will tell you who you are. Tell me who you frequent, and I will tell you who you are. We are known by the people we associate with. We are known by the people we frequent in company. What sort of movies do you like to watch? What sort of videos do you like to watch? What sort of things do you like to see on your network? What sort of blogs do you read? What sort of things do you read on your Facebook? What sort of things do you pay attention to? Well, the frequency of what it is that you pay attention to, that's what you are. If you give someone that you do not wish to be elected into office attention, you are giving that person more power to be elected into office because you're giving them attention. If you give attention on your blogs, if you give attention on your readings, if you give attention on the networks, on the Facebook or whatever, to circumstances and beings and people that you do not want to be placed into office. But I got to keep up on them. I've got to know what they're doing. I've got to know how your attitude is. I've got to know what I can do to be against them. No, you don't want to be against anything. You want to be for whatever it is you want to be for. If you want to be for something beautiful, then have that thought in your mind. Have those ideas in your consciousness, have those ideas, the only ideas that you have about yourself and about your world. That's all. Nothing more, nothing less. That's what you have in your consciousness. Now, are you going to give attention to hurt and pain that you have that you don't want to experience? The more you give attention to it, the more you experience it. The more you can take your attention away from it, and the more you can take your attention onto the experience that you do want to have, then those are the experiences you're going to have. But whatever you have placed your attention about, whatever you have done, that's who you are. It's just the fact of life. Tell me who you frequent in your consciousness, in your mind, in your thoughts, and I will tell you who you are. It's as simple as that. Tell me who you frequent, and I will tell you who you are. So often we go around thinking that we can have thoughts that we don't want to have in our world. And then, of course, we bring them into our world. Do we want to watch emotional movies? Then we are going to have an emotional life. Do we want to see people who are having problems? Why do they say that psychiatrists are the largest frequency of taking their own life? Why is it that the psychiatrists have the largest frequency of taking their own life, of committing suicide? Because psychiatrists fill their minds every day with the thoughts of other people and the problems they have. We spoke about this the other day. If you will concentrate on your solutions will be in your mind and in your thought and in who you are. But if you're going to concentrate on the problems, then the problems are going to be what you are and who you are. Your problems are going to be what you are and who you are. What do you frequent in your mind? What do you frequent in your thought? What do you frequent in everything that you do? Well, that's what you're going to experience. It's so easy for us to look at other people and see the emotional problems that they have and then think that those emotional problems are terrible. They're just terrible. Well, they're not so terrible. The emotional people that other people have, they're experiencing them. They're knowing them, and they're not bothering them terribly. They're experiencing them, and they're knowing them, and that's part of their life, and that's what they experience. Now, is that what you want to experience? Is that what you want to have in your life, the problems that other people have? You want to have the problems that you have in your life? Do you want to have the problems that you're thinking about in your life? Do you want those to be your reality? You want those to be what you are experiencing every moment of your life? Well, If you think about them, if you frequent them, they will be yours. Be sure of that. It's not a matter of whether we want them or whether we don't want them. If you frequent them, you will have them. Now, do you want to frequent them? Do you want to have them in your world? Do you want to have them in your life? Do you want to have them something that's important to you? Well, if you do, then have them forever and ever in your thought, forever and ever in what you're worrying about. You go to a busy man and ask him to help you on something, and he helps you immediately, and it is done and wonderful. You go to a busy man and bring him your problems, and he will say, "No, I haven't time to think about those problems. I haven't time. What solution do you want? What result do you want?" That's where we'll concentrate our attention. That's where we'll concentrate who we are. That's what we will frequent, is what you want. What do you want to experience in your life? What do you want to know in your world? What do you want to have in your world, in your life, in your experience? What do you want? What do you want to frequent in everything that you do? It's just as simple as that. Just as wonderful as that. What do you want in your life? What do you want in your thinking? What do you want to have in everything that you do? What do you want to know in everything that you do? How are you going to pay attention to problems and expect to come up with solutions? No problem, no matter how well you define your problem, no matter how well you elucidate your problem, it's not going to be a solution until you begin to have your thought entirely on solutions. Everyone can have solutions in their life. Everyone can have solutions in their world. It's just as simple as having solutions in your world. Now, do you want solutions in your world? Do you want to have something beautiful? Well, then what is it you frequent in your thoughts? Do you frequent the problem? Oh, I hurt. Oh, this is terrible. Oh, that doesn't work. Or do you frequent the solution? Ah, let's see. Now, if I would just start paying attention more on what I want, more on what I believe, more on what I see, that's what I would experience. That's what I would experience every moment of my life. And that's all that I want to experience. Is that all that you want to experience? Is that all you want to know in your life? Is that all that you feel is important in your world? Well, if that's all that you feel is important in your world, then that's what you should be giving your attention to. That's what you should be frequenting in your thought, whatever it is you want to have happen in your life. Frequent it in your thought. Frequent it in your thought. That's a beautiful word. What do I frequent in my thought? Do I frequent lovely things? Do I frequent happy things? Do I frequent the fact that I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body? Do I frequent the thought that this body of mine is a temple of the living spirit? Do I frequent in my thought that this body is whole and perfect now and always? Do I frequent my thought that I am wonderful and I am fantastic? Or do I worry? Do I worry about what's going on? Do I worry about what's happening to me? Do I worry about what's going to happen to the world? Do I worry about anything at all? What do I worry about? That's foolishness, isn't it? Today I'm going to begin thinking about what I want in my life. I'm going to be thinking about what I think is beautiful. I'm going to think about the solutions to all of the things that I think about in my life, in the world, in everything about me. I'm going to think about those things. And as I think about those solutions, that's where my concentration is going to be. That's where my thought is going to be. That's what I'm going to experience. I'm going to experience whatever it is I think about. And I'm going to think about lovely things. I think about lovely things. I think about positive things. I think about wonderful things. I think about things that make my world happy, fantastic, marvelous now. And that's all I think about. And that's all I care about. Join me in thinking these positive thoughts, in thinking solutions. all times and enjoying solutions at all times. Tell me who you frequent, and I will tell you who you are. Simple as that. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.